Okay, wow. Good to see everyone this morning. Coming off Easter week. Awesome. I first have to say that the only way that I can stand up here is I believe in the Word of God. And I've told you many, many times that the only way I can is what in Matthew 10 and 20, it tells me that when I get in this position, the Holy Spirit's going to speak through me. And we have a word for today. And I hope it hits home with some of you. We do need prayer. My family and I, as you know. And we lost a grandchild yesterday. And it hurts. But God's word is still going to come through. We just need your prayers. Her name is Jamie. 2-year battle being burnt. This is for her. And as I spoke last time to you, it was about our faith and the trials of our faith. And as I prayed what to speak about today, God said I wasn't done. And he kept digging at me at this. And he kept digging at me at this. And I think one of the most important things to understanding the trials that we have is to understand our faith. I know some of you might be thinking I'm playing on words a little bit, but I'm not. In the Old Testament, there's a couple of things you'll never see. One is being born again. You won't see that in the Old Testament. Being filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't see that. All through the Old Testament, what you've seen was that they were looking for a promise. A promise of a Savior. A promise of a Redeemer. And they never saw it. So I want to recap back over just a little bit of what I've done. And we're going to be starting in Hebrews chapter 11. And 39 and 40. If you'd look at the whole chapter, and I don't want to for the time-wise, it's all about Old Testament saints and their faith. What they believed. What they trusted in. All the grace is in there. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Moses. By faith. And they saw a lot of good things. A lot of good things. But if we come down to 39, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received the promise. It's Jesus Christ. They never received that. But listen there in 40. But since God has planned something better for us, that only together with us that they may be made perfect. And I'll explain more about that here in just a little bit. You'll only find the word faith in the Old Testament, in the King James, two times. in Deuteronomy and Habakkuk 2:4. They didn't quite have the translation, and it could easily read faithfulness. Instead of faith, they had faithfulness. They had trust in. They had trust in God. But they didn't have the promise. And if you'll see there, the one of the two, and we're in an NIV, they changed it to faithfulness. It says, see, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. His faithfulness. He had to do it. He's the one who had to work on it. And now, we have the better. If you think about all those Old Testament saints, and the things that they've done, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fourth man in the fire. If it had been in Jesus' time, you wouldn't have seen that fourth man in the fire because he lives inside of us. His faithfulness. You don't see that in the New Testament. And we'll go on. Romans 1:17. For in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from the first to the last. And just as it was written, the righteous shall live by faith. Not his faith, not my faith, but by faith. Another one. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous shall live by faith. The law was just kind of like medical dye. It doesn't heal you of anything. It just shows you what's wrong. The law came to show that we needed a redeemer, that we needed a savior, that we were lost from the time of Adam and Eve. Another one on faith, Hebrews 10:38. But my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. And what that's kind of saying is, once you know, if you go back to relying on yourself, God has no pleasure in that. He wants you dependent upon Him. Am I making sense this morning? Good. Now, we want to go to Galatians chapter 2 and 20. And you see it up there on the screen. I want you all to read that with me if you can. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Let's stop right there, man. Because did you hear that? For the first time in the humanity of the world, Godkind came into mankind. Humanity met up with divinity. And if you're a born-again believer, He lives in you. And He shows Himself through you. And we express ourselves through Him. That's a big deal. That's the better. What Christ done. Miraculous thing. He was beaten, tortured, humiliated, hung on a cross to redeem us. What He did on that cross paid the price for everything. When He said it was finished, He wasn't just talking about His life. It's finished. I'm redeemed. It is finished. I have salvation. It is finished. Healing is made available. He wasn't worried about that life He had here. He's back in heaven. And He left us His Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to bring us into all truth. And we need the Spirit of God more and more now than ever before, because there's evil in the world. He'll only tell you one time. So some of our suffering that we go through is because we're not listening. A lot of times because we don't want to really listen or do what He's telling us to do. We have something better. We got a hope for heaven and the Spirit of truth to lead us and guide us through all. Some of y'all are going to have to go through the fire. To burn off self. I've been praying all year myself. Remove that self from me. To where I think I can do it all and I have all the answers. And I don't. But my faith is in the faith of the Redeemer. When I don't believe that I'm righteous, I can look to Jesus Christ. Again, what He done on the cross, He said, Charlie, you're righteous. I paid the price for you. And that amazes me. Because there was a time when I was lost. There was a time when I was no good. There was a time when I was unlovable. And even though He knew that, it's finished. So that brings me into a place that we all ought to be. Rest. we can now rest. And I see some of you, and I see it in your face, because you're worried. And you're struggling. And you're not living in that rest because you're trying to do something that Jesus Christ has already done. It's finished. Everything we need in this life is already done. You can't do anything. You can't do anything to make it into heaven other than believe in Jesus Christ. Our sins don't put us in hell. The rejection of Jesus Christ is what sends us to hell. When I say rejecting Jesus Christ, that's not only just saying, no, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. You can say, yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ, but if you're not following his ways, if you're not doing the commandments that he asks you to do, the Bible tells us that there'll be a day, and if you haven't, Jesus Christ is going to say, sorry, I never knew you. So we can act all we want that we know everything about the Bible, about God. But if we don't love one another, I never knew you. The Ten Commandments are great. And I've heard people say, well, I'm just going to live through by the Ten Commandments. And I'm not standing up here knocking the Ten Commandments. But it's just another set of rules. We try to live our life by rules. Trying to be religious with religious sets of rules. When Jesus Christ made it so plain and simple in John 13:34, he said, I give you a new command that you love others as I have loved you. If you're working that, you're not going to want to kill. You're not going to want to steal. You're not going to want to do those things that the Ten Commandments ask us to do or not to do. Because you have the love of Jesus living in you. Man, okay, I got to get this together here. I think I went way off course, but that's what God wants, though. I got a word. I feel the Spirit here this morning. Amen. It's strong on me. I feel it. Things are happening today. And we need that. Because we got, as a country, we got hard roads ahead. Hard roads. We need the Spirit of God more and more today than we ever did before. And that's why he gave us something better. something better. What else I got up here? Galatians 3:22. But the scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin, so that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of you has been given the power to say to this mountain, be moved. And it's moved. Glory be to God. Because we know and we see it when God moves in our life. There's nothing else that we can say, but it was from God. And it's glorious in His sight. I'm going to keep reading here. Before the coming of this faith, I said, what? Yeah. The Old Testament didn't have it. The faith. Before the coming of this faith, Jesus Christ, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. It's here. We celebrated it last week. Not that He died, not that He suffered, but He returned. And that He lives today. And if you was to look at any other gods in this world today, they're dead. Jesus Christ says in 14:6 that He is the truth, He is the way, and He is the life. There's no other way. No other way. Nobody or nothing can take you to heaven but believing in Jesus Christ. And that you have your faith and His faith on what He done on the cross. The finished works of Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Isn't it? It is. I got more. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under the guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. We're children of God. We're His. We're never going to be an angel. We're much more. We have the better. We have the better. Through our faith in Him, we are His children. We are His children. And He loves us. Look, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Jesus Christ. You're going around wearing Jesus Christ. And then that makes me think of some of the things I do, some of the things that I say. You think Jesus just plugged his ears when I said something I shouldn't have said and kind of ignore it? Or when I treat somebody badly, that he just stands back for a minute and lets you do that? No. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll be with you always, even until the end of this age, which is coming. I believe with all my heart. I got one more, I think. And there's neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave nor free, nor is there male or female. We are all one in Christ. Every last one of us. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It don't matter how dumb you are. If you're smart enough to believe in Jesus Christ, you're in. Oh, my. Let's look at another one. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Another powerful word. But whoever is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit. We're one. While he goes to prepare a place for us, he said, I'm not going to leave you like orphans, but I give you my spirit. Constantly to tell us what we're doing wrong, what we're not doing. And a lot of times, you got to be listening. A lot of times I think I'm too busy. I ain't got time for that. I can do it myself. And then I get myself in a trial or a predicament. And when it comes on, there's the Holy Spirit again. I told you. I told you. But I did it anyway. So some of the trials that we go through are self-inflicted. Some of the trials we go through are to burn off self. Because there's a lot of rich people in this world that think they can manufacture their self what God is. And they desperately fail. And their money brings them no happiness. Because they're trying to work for something that God already did. It is finished. Examine your hearts today. Where are you at? We're one in spirit. We're one in the Lord. Children of the Most High God. Let's see where I'm at. I got it up here. I think I have one last one, maybe. Yet to all who did receive him, how many received him? That's better. How many received him? This is for you. To those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. We have a right. Satan can't snatch you out of his hands. He can beat you up. He can put something in your life that makes you struggle. But he has no authority over you because you belong to the Most High God. Glory be to God. In case you were wondering where I started out in Hebrews 13 and chapter 11, that didn't have the promise, but we're made complete through us. In 1 Peter chapter 3, it talks about the time after Jesus Christ died on the cross until his time of resurrection. He went to Abraham's bosom, Hades, and preached salvation to the prisoners. They did find their promise of a Redeemer, and they were brought back too. That's the kind of God we serve. And I say thank God for how many times that, no matter how many times that I've messed it up, how many times that I went the wrong way, I can turn back to the loving arms of Jesus. And he loves me as he does all of you. He loves each and every one of you. He might favor me. No, it's good. Let me say that. I'll keep that one to myself. He loves you. And from the beginning of the world, he'd known your name. He knew you before you were born. And I hope he knows you when you die. And don't talk about it a lot anymore, but there is still a heaven and a hell. And like I said, it doesn't matter what you do. I don't give you the right to just go out and sin all you want to sin. Because if you love Jesus, you're not going to want to do that. But if you have faith in Jesus Christ and believe on him, that's your ticket in. Where are you at today? I know. Renewing of our minds is a big thing. And we should all do it on a daily basis. When I get up in the morning, I gotta say to myself, I'm gonna serve you, Jesus. No matter how hard I think it's going to be, I'm going to worship you. No matter how many trials or sicknesses that I go through, he's number one. for what he'd done for us. It was an awesome thing. I hope that what I've brought to you today will help you in your life. If I can just get you to think a little bit, then you have to make the decision. Am I going to serve Christ? If not, that makes you an antichrist. It's either for or against. It's either or. There's no optional choices. And I don't know about you, but when I get to see Jesus Christ face to face, the last thing on this earth that I wanted to hear, I never knew you. Naaman said, but Lord, we did things in your name. So? They did it for the wrong reason. They did it for self. The words that I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Be all worth it. Heaven's there for us. You guys come back up. I need you today to come down and pray. Not only for yourself, although it's all available here at the foot of Jesus Christ, whether it be your healing, whether it be for your salvation, but most of all, that we can come together as children of God, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. We got to pray for this church. Because Satan's trying to attack. Thank you.